News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Monday. I hope you're getting started on your day. Don't worry, the sun will come out eventually, but maybe not today. But don't let that stop you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm super excited to be talking about Broadway and the theater again this morning. I'm guest in the studio are my friends from Gulf Breeze Stage, a brand new performing arts organization in our area, and I want everybody to know about it. And especially want y'all to know about the fact that we are going to be offering acting classes from ages 5 through adult, no limit. So listen up, because I've got a couple of teachers here with us this morning, and we're going to be telling you all about it. So first of all, let me introduce our founder, and I guess you would say executive producer, if we're going to get into the technical language here. Lisa Newell is here. Many of you know her from Gulf Breeze News, but it was her idea to start Gulf Breeze Stage. And with her, we have one of our teachers. Last time we were on, we had Joe Nearly. He's teaching the middle school and high school kids. And now we have Emily Mixon, a well-known name in this area. For theater, just a beautiful actress, singer, dancer, everything, choreographer, director, you name it, she's done it. And she's here with us this morning to talk about her classes. And then there's me. I'll just talk about my little adult classes later. But let's get started with Lisa. Tell us how this all got started. See, I'm so excited, you can tell. But how did this all get started?
Oh my gosh, it is something that has just really taken on a life of its own. You know, we were lamenting the fact that there was very few things for children. There was no longer a children's theater. There was a lot of the things that we've had in this area are just not available anymore. And we've talked about the need for students of all ages to have an opportunity to go and learn theater because there's such a demand for it. And so we realized after speaking about this for about 2 or 3 weeks, wait a minute, we have a big open space that is not, that's available right now in Harbortown and Gulf Breeze. And it's just, I'm just waiting for something. Why don't we see if there's an interest? And wow, what a response. We got immediate response to that. And so fortunately, Joe Nearly reached out to us, and he was like, there's a group wanting to start a theater company already. We're just needing a space. And like, well, I am really excited because I do have a space. And so he came, Meg Peltier came, they took a look at the space, and they were like, wow.
This is perfect.
To me, it looked like just a great big empty space. They were like, this is what we need. This is exactly what we need for movement, for teaching, for everything. And then someone said, well, have you ever heard of Emily Mixon? Because she has a great following, and you might want to talk to her. Oh my gosh, we were so fortunate, because when we did connect with Emily Mixon, it was the perfect timing. And let me tell you that every time I say Emily Mixon is going to be teaching, I get, wow, that's unbelievable. You are so fortunate.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And just to say that all of us are big supporters of the Pensacola Little Theater.
Yes.
And I've talked to the folks over there, and they're happy for us. And in fact, Topher Warren, who's been on our show, talking about his education department there. And a lot of times they get booked up.
That's
right. I mean,
right.
You know, their summer classes and summer camps are already, you know, sold out. So
yes,
it's like, here's an opportunity for us to fill in that gap.
Absolutely. There's so much need. And I think that PLT does a fantastic job. I love their productions. I'm always completely in awe at how many professional productions they put on, and the level of acting quality that they have is just unbelievable. Pensacola is just a really unique place. It has so much talent, and I feel like there's an opportunity for kids to learn and for adults to learn. And you know, that's one of the things I've been watching on TV. You see every one of these people that you see that's in a TV show or a movie, they were just a regular person one day.
Just normal.
They were just going along in their life, going to work every day. And then one day they took an acting class, and the next thing you know, they're auditioning and actually working actors. And that's where it begins.
Yeah.
You have to start somewhere.
Absolutely.
You know? And what a great opportunity, because we have got the best quality instructors. I mean, this is a real coup.
We're excited.
Very
so let's
excited.
Get started and talk about the classes. So I always joke, I love teaching the adults. I teach them, you know, a lot of the different techniques that I've learned over the years. And I don't have I admit openly, I do not have the patience for the little ones. However, the queen of patience is in the studio this morning.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how she does it. I would love to know.
We want to hear all about your classes, Emily.
Well, because it is my absolute passion. I love teaching. I love performing. I love the arts. I love all of it. And I'm super excited for the opportunity to get to work for Gulf Breeze Stage and bring some of the classes that I had at my studio. My former studio was Mix and Magic Performing Arts. And we were open for 5 years, and it was a magical place. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. We offered quality instruction and a nurturing and creative environment, and I'm really proud of that and proud of what I did there. And now I'm excited to bring it to a new community.
Absolutely.
And bring you know, my brand of teaching, my influence, and that quality, you know, one-on-one almost instruction, even in a class full of people. I love to take a student and a child and look at exactly what makes them tick and then meet them halfway with that and just offer amazing classes. We're going to be offering classes in musical theater, some dance classes. Specifically, I have a class called Showstoppers.
I love it.
It's a combined singing and dancing experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we sit in chairs and sing, warm up, learn music, learn the music of whatever, you know, number we're going to do. And then we get on our feet, we play acting games, theater games, lots of improv, and then we learn choreography. And it's a really magical full class experience that we get to know the children, get to know what, like I said, what makes them tick, and bring them really fun material, both from Broadway, new, Disney, all kinds of things. So if your child is rambunctious and need somewhere to go after school in Gulf Breeze or in Pensacola, come on across the bridge. We have two separate levels of Showstoppers classes. Showstoppers 1 is for first and second grade, and you must be 6 years old for that. And Showstoppers level 2 is for second and third grade. And those are our musical theater classes. And then I'm offering a combo Broadway tap class called Shine. And this class is for Miss Lisa. You might help me with that.
Yeah, so that is for ages 9 through 13.
Thank you.
Yes. There you go.
That's it. I blanked. There's so many ages and so many classes. So this is a combined class where we put on tap shoes, we use jazz shoes, and dance to the Broadway repertoire and all of those fun things.
There you go. Okay, well, that's what Emily's doing. And that's the Showstoppers, the two classes for that, and then the dance and
Shine
class. Okay, I feel like I need to take these classes.
I was just thinking, I love what you're saying, because that sounds like that would apply to adults as well. I think adults would love that.
And we have the future of adults. Mm-hmm. I would love to. We have lots of things like that in the future.
We're just getting started, so we wanted to get it out there and get some people interested. So if you have that child that's always running around with the blanket and being Superman and jumping off the bed and those kinds of things, that might be a candidate for the class.
Well,
or maybe
if your child
is
very shy, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Someone who's kind of introverted, someone who doesn't really have that confidence. Mm-hmm. What a great confidence builder.
Yeah.
You know, I love that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Emily and Lisa to talk about Gulf Breeze Stage, and we'll talk a little bit about the additional classes we have and about what our envisioning is for the future. So stick around. This is Pep Talk. And, of course, if you have a question, just text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with our friends with Gulf Breeze Stage, a brand new performing arts organization in Gulf Breeze. And we're so excited because they're starting, and I'm part of the group, so I can say the word we. We are starting acting classes to get things going. The vision for the future is eventually to be doing performance in the Gulf Breeze area and also getting more and more folks involved. So if you're interested, definitely text this morning at 850-437-1620 if you have any questions. But also, if you're interested, go to the website, gulfbreezestage.com. You will see complete bios of the three instructors that we have on board right now. All of us have quite a bit of professional experience, so it's not just, hey, I think I'll teach a class. Most of us have either taught classes before and or have studied with professional theater companies or have had professional careers. And so that's pretty unique for this area to have three teachers that are bringing that to the table. So I'm excited to have Emily Mixon here this morning with us, because Emily had her own studio, which was amazing and magical, and now she's bringing that magic to Gulf Breeze. Lisa Newell is here. She is the founder of the organization and providing us with the space, which is so important. I'm going to be teaching the adult classes, and Joe Neely, who could be with us this morning, is going to be teaching that middle school to teen classes.
Yes.
So Emily, let's talk a bit about your classes. So I had a question come in from one of our listeners. How do I know my younger kid is a great candidate for this wonderful opportunity? What are the signs that someone may be a good candidate?
Well, I think if your child is creative, if they're kind of an outside of the box thinker, or if they are comfortable talking to people, comfortable with other people, or if they maybe have shown signs of a little bit of shyness, maybe they're reserved a little bit, this is a perfect opportunity in a non-threatening environment, a very new space with all new friends around them. They would be a candidate too. Mm-hmm. So if your child is, I think a perfect candidate is somebody who's is open to learning and not just want to come and do their own thing, but yes, come.
And aren't all children pretty much performers? They all think they can sing and dance, you know. And even though, you know, you don't want to squelch that enthusiasm, because they all think they're wonderful at it. And so encourage it, because you can guide them.
Absolutely. Yeah. When we offered our Showstoppers classes before, it was amazing to see the growth in a child. And I know in just 6 weeks, this first session is just 6 weeks, and I know in just 6 weeks a parent will be able to see some growth in their child, just from the first time they come in to the comfort and confidence that they grow by the end.
And you've got something planned for the end of the sessions.
Yes, we have a final show off for parents. Can't wait. It's all in my brain right now. But it'll just be a little show off of all of the fun stuff that we work on. So you'll probably even be able to see some of our fun games and that kind of thing. We'll be doing some repertoire from Disney, Broadway, and some songs that your child definitely knows.
Oh, I love it. It's going to be great.
You know, my daughter started playing sports really early, and so it monopolized so much of her time. She always really had that heart of a performer, though, and I wish that she had had the opportunity to take a class in school, but she didn't, because you had to take conditioning instead of that. So I think this is a good opportunity for those kids who really want to try, just put their toe in, see if they want to take a class, see if they enjoy theater, if they want to just learn more about it. In addition, you know, after school, outside
yes.
of school, mm-hmm. so that they can just see whether they like it, and that way they don't have to
at
say,
this,
I never did it,
yeah,
I wish I had.
At this young age, that's perfect.
Right.
Because a child can be able to try all kinds of different things.
Right.
But this is a very, you know, not too much of a commitment, and a really wonderful experience
that's
overall
right.
for
that's
them.
Right.
And it's going to be fun.
Absolutely fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I wish it was here this week. We start next week. Yep. April 13th is our first session.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
our starts the first day of
and
our first session.
And those classes are getting pretty full, too. So yeah. If you are on the fence about it, make sure that you go ahead and register your child for it, because Emily's reputation is wonderful, and she's already got people who want to be a part of this. And I've already had people tell me, I wish I could do it right now. I have a conflict, but I'm going to definitely be in the summer classes. And we are planning our summer right now. We've got some camps that we want to already talk about.
Yes, absolutely. If it's time right now, I am ready to talk about them. We have an exciting K-pop Demon Hunters mini camp
wow.
for all of your K-pop Demon Hunters, Huntrex fans.
Mm-hmm.
At Mix and Magic, I was able to establish and develop a summer camp process. And then I'm so grateful to Miss Lisa for founding Gulf Breeze Stage and allowing me to sort of pilot that process there. And so we have a little mini camp for age is going to be for K through first grade. Students must be 6 years old to register, and it's a combined singing and dancing experience that is all things K-pop Demon Hunters. So we will learn music and choreography from the movie. We're going to play acting games, complete a simple craft. Oh my goodness, there's so many fun dress-up days.
We have
karaoke jams. We do face paint.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a really fun overall, really interactive camp experience. Anybody that's done a camp with me would say that. So I'm really excited about that one. And then after that, that's going to be June 1st through 3rd. It's 9 a.m. to noon. So go on gulfbreezestage.com and check it out. And then after that, from June 8th to 10th, we have a Kids Bop hip-hop camp.
Oh, boy.
And that's, yes, that's going to be combined singing and dancing, Kids Bop experience, another camp I've done before and a very popular camp. So for your inner Kids Bop person at home that is can't stop singing in their hairbrush in the mirror, this is the camp for them. And lastly, we have our mini Showstopper summer camp. And this is a really exciting week-long camp. For 3 hours a day, your child will come, and it's like the Showstoppers class, just put into a camp environment. And so we do all kinds of fun things, same type of things as the other ones. We'll do a fun craft. We'll have some daily karaoke jams. There's a fashion show. Your child will build confidence and create memories for a lifetime.
I love it.
And they can start at age 5, right, this class?
Yes. This mini Showstopper summer camp is for rising K through second grade.
Right.
And a student can be must be 5 to register.
Wow. Okay. I know so many kids who would love to do that. So we want to make sure that you get an opportunity to register for that before it is filled up. So make sure that you go to GulfBreezeStage.com. There is a link on there that you can hit register now, and it will take you to the registration page. So very excited. But that's not all we have. We also have classes for middle school, high school, and Meg Peltier is going to be teaching the adults. Meg, what would a class be like? What would you learn in an adult class?
We will come back with that because we got to take a quick break, but I'll tell you all about it when I get back.
Oh, we can't wait.
But no, Gulf Breeze Stage, this is Pep Talk. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. Don't you have a little theater in you, a little actor? You want to come out and take an acting class? Think about it. We'll be back in a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking about Gulf Breeze Stage this morning. Can you tell? I'm very excited about this. Lisa Newell is here. She's our founder and, as they say in the biz, executive producer. And we also have Emily Mixon here, who's be teaching lots of the kids' classes, and we've just gone through a lot of those. Joe Neely will be teaching the middle school and high school students.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm actually going to be teaching adults. So are you thinking
18
plus? So have you ever thought about acting? Maybe you acted in your high school production 20 years ago. Well, 30, 40 years ago. It doesn't matter. But what I'll be teaching in my classes is we'll be doing some movement. We'll be doing some voice. We'll be doing some theater games, improv technique, a little bit of scene study, some monologues. And really, it's just about understanding the acting as a craft, as a technique, and how you could use that. And then get involved yourself and have fun and just do something you've always wanted to do, but you never have done before because you think, oh, I have to have this. No, this is a class for anybody who has an interest in acting, period. It could be somebody that's already done it or somebody who has never done it. Mm-hmm. Come on down. It's going to be a lot of fun. It starts this Sunday, April 12th. It'll be from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, and it'll be for 6 weeks. So we can get you started, and we're going to be doing productions down the road, and you never know. You might just be ready to go. Who knows? You never know.
Conveniently located in Harbortown and Gulf Breeze proper, so you don't have to drive too far. If you're in Pensacola, it's not going to be a huge trek for you. If you're in Gulf Breeze, of course, it's very easy. If you're in Navarre, come on down. The traffic will be flowing the opposite
direction. Sunday afternoon, no problem. Plenty of parking, and we would love to have you come out. And if you're interested, definitely check out the class schedule. You can see the bios of all the teachers on the website at gulfbreezestage.com.
We are adding new summer classes as well, which we are hoping to have a wonderful performance to announce very, very soon. But also, we're adding classes. If you're a teacher, if you want to teach something very specific, or you are just want to teach anything, let us know. We are always adding more opportunities. I'd love to have someone teach for children, maybe a Mommy and Me class, or someone who wanted to teach public speaking, or possibly someone who enjoys working with special needs individuals. I would love to have anyone reach out to me, let me know about that.
Okay.
As well.
And for the adult classes, don't worry, we're not going to be singing and dancing or tap dancing. So you don't have to, there's no pressure there. We'll be focusing strictly on the acting side of things.
Yes. Unless Emily wants to teach that.
Yeah, well,
hey,
there you go.
You never know for the future.
Thank you so much, Emily, for coming in.
Thank you.
Can't wait for the classes to get started, to get signed up today because they start next week. Lisa, thank you. Joe, we appreciate you. Hope you all get started with your acting careers at Gulf Breeze Stage.
All right, see you
Thank
there.
You.